everyone. Welcome to Let's Stop. Hi, my name is Hallie Wilkes, and I'll be your host today. And later in this episode, we will have a guest speaker. Today, we'll be talking about racial bullying, what it is, and why it might happen. But first, let's talk about what racism and bullying is. Racism is where someone thinks they're inferior because of color, ethnicity, nationality, or race. And bullying is use of force or intimidation on someone to make them feel bad about themselves. Now that we know what racism and bullying is, let's get into the episode's topic. Racial bullying is a type of racism where someone's bullying is focused on your race, ethnicity, or culture. This is wrong, and you can help stop it. If this is happening to you, walk away. Tell someone, keep a record, and tell the police if you feel threatened. But if you see this happening, help them. Ways you can help them is offering support, asking if they want to report the incident, or calling emergency services. If you need to keep them safe, make a note of the incident and speak out, but stay calm and make sure it's okay. Our guest speaker today is Tamara Gonzalez, and she'll be telling us stories about her being racially bullied.
Hi, Alex. So for me, I've experienced a lot of racial bullying. My dad is from Mexico, and my mom is here from America. And so I have that skin color. It's darker. So, you know, that's already the start of racial bullying. When I was little and in church, I would go to church with my dad, and most of it would be like most of them would be other Latinos, other Hispanics, and because I lived with my mom, I didn't speak a lot of Spanish. I lived with my mom, and she's American. And so we didn't really speak a lot of Spanish in the house, so I didn't know a lot of Spanish. And the kids there, they would whisper things about me and my siblings and just talk stuff about us. Like, they would talk bad things about us in Spanish, and, like, we'd be able to understand some of it. And so that's how we knew that they were talking about us. But, like, they'd point at us, and they would just always make fun of us for not being able to speak Spanish or something like that. And, like, it made us feel so bad about ourselves. And that was just in church. But in school, it was, like, it was a whole other story. There would be, you know how in school there's those little posse of children.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And it's like the popular girls and whatnot. Well, because we were all younger and whatnot, there was this posse of just white rich girls, I guess you can say. And I wanted to be friends with them, you know? I was a sweet kid when I was little. And I was funny too. Like, I thought that everybody found me funny. I mean, I knew that I was funny. I really was. So my dad would always tell me stories about things when I was little, but like, I tried to be their friend, and I went over to them one time, and I like asked them if I could play with them. They were just like, no. And it's like, I didn't understand why. But then another little girl, like, couple of days, not days, but not too, like, a little bit after, another girl came and, like, was, like, wanting to play with them. I'm pretty sure she was a new girl. But remind you, this girl was white, okay? And they let her play with them, and I was so confused and just, I feel like it was just because of my skin color or something like that. There's also another time, kind of recent, not really, 2018, 17, 19 elections, not elections, but when Donald Trump was in office, like a lot of people would like tell me to go back where I came from, and it's like, I was born here, like I'm already here, like just like assuming that I was born in Mexico because of my skin color, they would just tell me to go back to where I came from, and I was like, I'm here, like I was born here. And it's just, sometimes I feel as though it's like, I don't really feel bad about it because it's, I don't know, I just, my dad has always taught me to just embrace it, like embrace that I'm cultured and whatnot. And when people ask, I like to define myself more as Mexican than American because I like to feel more close to my Mexican heritage. And, but, yeah, I've had a lot of experiences with being bullied racially, you can say. But those are, like, the main ones that I can remember because.
Thank you for sharing with us today, Tamara. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You have a wonderful day, too.
I have another guest speaker with me today. I have Harley with me. Harley, have you ever experienced racial bullying? And if you have, can you tell us an experience about it?
Yeah, I have. It was mainly when I was younger, because I feel like we're more accepting as a society now. But I was the only ethnic kid in the class, and they just found it really weird because I went to, like, I guess a more of a high-class school, and they just weren't used to that. And I definitely wasn't a high-class kid. I was pretty low-class. And this kid, he was just relentless. He would just make jokes and say I was burnt. Burnt people aren't allowed in here. He called me black trash and all that stuff. He would make me stand at, like, the back of the lunch line. And he was just, he got all his friends on it, all in it. And he just really made me feel like an outsider.
There are many stories about people struggling and overcoming racial bullying, and today I'll be talking about one of the many stories. And this story is about a 9-year-old girl being racially bullied, and she committed suicide from the result. The kids at her school bullied her the entire year, with words as, "Kill yourself, you think you're white, because you ride with that white boy, you're ugly, just die." These kids are saying this at a young age because this is what they were taught at home. Because kids aren't born with that kind of say. They are taught it. They're not racist when they're born. They are taught it. And this needs to change because it can cause so many people to suffer and die. And we lost a 9-year-old to bullying. I'm not getting into it because in today's episode, we touched on what racial bullying is and what it can cause. Thank you for tuning into Let's Stop. Next episode, I'll be talking about my struggles with bullying.